Blog Talk Radio.
All a part of the fellowship of the unashamed.
Here we go. You ready? Come on. Hey, everybody. Good evening. Don't worry, I'm here. You just can't see me. But if you go to YouTube, you'll be able to see me. YouTube is not up yet. But I got to be able to... share my screen tonight. Becca Chapman, hey, never been looking better. Love you, Mary. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I think you look pretty good, Pastor. Look like a bunch of words, squiggly signs, some technical talk. Oh, whoa, whoa. Please do not go away. Same here. Bless you, Mary. We've been missing you, Mary. I don't know where you've been. I'm sure it was important, but you don't have permission to miss. So, you know, there it is.
There it is.
Where did my comments go? Nothing has permission to disappear tonight. Everybody just sit tight. There we go. Everything's where it's supposed to be. I know you're loving the jams we got going, but they're going to have to turn them down because they're making noise. Now, you might say, Patch, what am I looking at? Remember what we said tonight? We're going to study about how to study the Bible. And so what I got to do is I got to be able to share my screen with you. And that means the only way you see my face is if you go to YouTube. Not that I feel like you need to see my face. I've been here just quiet. A lot better said. Y'all better say thank God for small favors.
Yeah,
but you being quiet, Mary, is not a small favor. Because we love your comments and we love you. Nope, that ain't working. Like that. So, Becca Chapman, welcome, welcome. Rebecca Smith, welcome, welcome. Dan Cottle, brother, wherever you are tonight, we welcome you and we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. We're going to have a good time tonight studying how to study. How's that sound?
Yep.
What are you going to study? We're going to study how to study.
An important subject.
Brother Leo. Let's see. How do I do this? Goes like that. All right. He is blessing us. And thank you guys for all your help this week. Thank you for putting up with stuff that's not quite as polished as what we would normally do. And it's been a really great week here in West Branch. Leanne's got to spend lots of time with her dad. And Becky.
And Becky.
And the kids. And I got to spend lots of time with my son and Emily and it's been a great week. We got God really blessed.
A couple of days, actually.
Well, you know, a day is as a thousand years. So
yes.
we might have got it all done in 2 weeks. You never know. Hold on a second. All righty, let's see. Don't need that one up. I need to put my head here. Don't need that one up.
Stuff?
I did not. That one's there. Where did you guys go? There it is. Somebody come back. Where are you? There I am. All right. There we are. Now, you can see it. You can see me over on Or YouTube if you want to be there, but you don't have to see me. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get right into this. First, I want to talk about what we're doing tomorrow because I told everybody I wanted to meet with you. And so, what does that mean? Hey, bro, I love you, man. Love you, Leo. Thanks for being my brother. Thanks for being my friend. I talk a lot about you, dude. Your testimony is getting some serious mileage. Thank you for preaching Jesus in my mouth. Like Brother Mike said last night, your testimony is good enough to get somebody to the next level. Now, so tomorrow we're going to be meeting at the rest area that's on 127 south of St. John's, because who in the world knows where you can meet anymore inside of a restaurant? And we were on whatever you call that, a joint call this afternoon, and Sister Wilma's husband, Jim, said, let's just meet at a rest area. It's easy to get to. Everybody can find it. The bathroom's there. And we'll hang out together there and have a picnic or do whatever. All right? So here's the deal. We're going to be meeting. If you want the link to it, it is in the tent meeting thread. If you're not a member of the tent meeting thread on Messenger, let me know. I'll add you. And most of all, if you're in Michigan and you want to see us tomorrow, we're going to be there. It's about the most center of the mid I can find, and a simple place for everybody to be able to get to it if you're just on an expressway. Makes it easy to drive. Hold on. These are cinnamon sizzlers.
Ooh.
Oh, open and enjoy. All right. So that's at 1 o'clock. It's right in the middle of DeWitt and St. John's in the rest area off of 127. That's going to be at 1 o'clock on Sunday, May 2nd. And we want you to be there. We want all of our Michigan friends to be there. Come out and say hi, hug our neck, bring your own lawn chair, bring something to eat if you want, but bring your own stuff so that nobody can look at us and say, you got a community situation going on, right? Sister Wilma said she's bringing sandwich stuff, mm-hmm. All right? And just everybody get there, and we're going to just have a good time together and enjoy ourselves. That's at 1 o'clock, Sunday, May 2nd.
Tomorrow
at the rest area, number something. And I got a pin tab pin for it, so you can drive right to it. And I really, if you're in Michigan, we want to see you. But we're heading back to North Dakota, so.
You didn't need to share, or did you do it?
What?
You didn't share.
I did not share. No, I will.
Rebecca has got this down. Hallelujah, Rebecca.
I got a whole new group of people on here today. So, all right, you're going to have to, because I need to be talking and I did, yes, I did some. Hold on. I got Susan and Donna and Al. And that's it. Now, we want to see all of y'all tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So this is what we think, Rebecca Chapman. If you leave right now, you'll probably be there by 1 o'clock tomorrow. And Sister Phyllis, if you left right now, you could be there by 1 o'clock tomorrow. Well, Rebecca Smith, I don't have M&Ms, but I was in an amazing jelly bean place today with my son, and I got cinnamon sizzlers or something. Woo!
Jelly belly.
It's awesome. So, if you got friends in Michigan that's been a part of this, I ask you to help them to hook up and get out there and be together with us. We just want to be a blessing to you. And hopefully we get to pray over you, pray with you. Most definitely hug each other's neck.
Squeeze, yeah.
If you want to wear a mask, wear one. If you don't, don't. The idea is this. Let's get together and have a good time together in Jesus' mighty name. I won't eat any more cinnamon sizzler jelly beans the rest of the night. Because it's not polite to eat on the camera. So, where are we at? It is now 8:23. I want to get us started. So, let's start with prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, here we are right now, tonight, gathered together, this body of Christ, the community of faith, brothers and sisters, this amazing family that you've put together, and my, how we love one another.
Yes.
And Lord, we do thank you for Mary Pastorette. We do. And even though she's funny and everything, we thank you for her. And we bless you for this beautiful, sweet lady in our life, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, for all the rest of them, we bless you for that. Thank you, Lord, that you love us even when we laugh during prayer. Have your way here tonight.
Amen.
Have your way here tonight. So we can learn how to study the Bible more effectively and more specifically so that you, Lord, are blessed in our lives and we grow and develop in you and we get rid of religion and we build the wonderful relationship with you, our Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Somebody say a big amen.
Amen. A big amen.
You almost missed it.
I did.
Hallelujah. So, we've been missing it all week. We don't have a flag anywhere in the room. We don't know how that happened. But, We thank you, every one of you, for being patriotic Americans and believing in America with us and praying for America. And it's the truth of God's holy word that, wow, God help us be focused. All right. So here we go. I am getting comments tonight. Well, I wanted to make sure we made Mary Pastorique feel very welcome. Now, let's talk about studying the Bible together. All right? Now, if you downloaded the eSword app, we're going to be talking about it a little later. And what I want to show you is what this is what I have the ability to do tonight is share my screen so you can see what's going on. Now, you're not going to be able to see it on YouTube because I don't know how to, I don't know if I can even do that. Who knows? But if you're following Facebook, you'll be able to see the screen and you should be able to see my mouse moving around on the screen and you should be able to see some of the controls I have. Well, thought I could make that get a little bigger. Nope, that was not the right plan right there. Let's back out of that before anything gets bad, okay? Isn't that something? Well, anyways, there we go. I'm going to show you how to use this app, and it's pretty much the same here as on your phone. And I want you to be able to make some of these searches and study some of these words together so that you learn yourself how to use these Bible apps and can begin to really dig into the Word of God in the different word studies that we do. In the name of Jesus, Mary, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Mary, Pastor Rick, right now. Now, Lord, you've been speaking to me that in this situation that Mary has, you have a plan that's way beyond anything she ever knew. Now, I speak it again, this way beyond anything she ever knew plan manifests today. Well, it manifested the day you told us. We thank you for it. We give you glory for it. And we call this thing done. And not only that, Lord, but we say absolutely zero debt when this thing is done. By the leadership of the Holy Spirit right now as we pray this prayer. Everybody say it with me. Zero debt.
Zero debt.
Zero debt for our sister in the mighty name of Jesus, because she walks with you and you delight in the prosperity, the blessing of your wonderful children in Jesus' mighty name. Now, so tonight we're going to do a study. And we're going to study how to study. How's that sound?
Perfect.
Is that too deep?
Nope. Good.
So, here's what I want us to do. I want us to study the word study. Now watch this. So, I wonder if I can make my mouse bigger. Can you see my mouse moving? Hi, Wilma.
Oh, yep.
You can? Can you show me your screen so I see what it looks like? Oh, yeah, you can see that. All right.
I told you.
So, here's what we're going to do. If you've got the eSword, hey, Brother Mike Tony's with us.
Hello, hello.
If you got the eSword app on your phone or your computer, put your computer up over here and then put your phone over there. Watch your computer here and then have your phone in your hand, something. So, I'm going to pull my phone up. Now, on the computer, you'll notice that right here in the center of the page, watch my mouse, you got the words history, search, cross-reference, and Bible. All right? So, as you can see, I have Matthew chapter 20 pulled up, and it's in the Bible mode. Watch my mouse right here. So what we have is a book of the Bible up. Now watch my mouse. I'm going to the left of the screen. And you get over on the other side and you'll see what looks like a book open right above the word parallel. And that is the books of the Bible. If you click on that, that drops down the books of the Bible. Now watch. On the Bible phone app, up in the right-hand corner, you have what looks like a little Bible. And that is the power cord for the phone so that it don't go dead.
Mary thought it was a fruit fly. It kind of does look like that when it's buzzing around us.
Just don't slap the screen, Mary, okay? So, now can I see what your eSword looks like, love? Yeah, you got the same thing I do. All right. What you're going to find in eSword, all right, now I'm going to click out of this. Oh, Jesus, how am I going to click out of that? Do not do that. All right, there we go. I beat that thing. Now watch. So you can see that little Bible thing on the computer. But now watch this. If you go up to the file menu on the top, where you can see on mine, it says eSword X. All of your information you need to know is up here. And if you're having trouble finding it on these other parts of the screen, go up there to that file menu, and it'll help you be able to see where you're supposed to be at and what you got going on. Now, let's get back down here. So we got the Bible open, and it's open to Matthew 20, verse 17. Let's do a search. So the search is in the middle of the screen. Bible, cross-reference, search. When you click on that search button on your computer, then it drops down this screen that you're seeing. On your phone, it's on the left-hand side at the top, looks like a magnifying glass. That's your search. That gives you the ability to search a single word. All right? So what are we going to search? Study. Type the word study in. S-T-U-D-Y. And then click your enter button. All right. What you'll see when that happens is I'm in the New King James Version. So it popped up one scripture, and what you'll see it there. Watch my mouse. There's the scripture. And further, my son, be admonished by these of making books. There is no end, and much study is wearisome to the flesh. All right, so you can see that's Ecclesiastes. Now watch this. I want you to go over to the left and click on the ECC 1212. Click on that reference. If it's your computer, you'll click right on those highlighted green ECC 1212, and that opens up the whole book. If it's your phone, just click on the verse, and that opens up the book. How are we doing? Doing good? All right. Now, so you can scroll up and down. You can see the whole chapter now. All right. Either way, it's either with your mouse or on your phone, you can scroll up and down. And you're now there. Well, Pastor, how do I get back to the study or to the search if I want to get it? Just go back up there and hit that word search, or hit the magnifying glass again on your phone. And it takes you right back to the search. All right. Now, what I was trying to get us to is the word that Paul said, study to show yourself approved unto God, is not in the King James Version. I mean, the New King James. All right. So let's do this. Let's change the translation. All right. So watch my mouse in the middle of the screen, and you're going to go back to the word Bible. You're going to see Bible, cross-reference, search, history. Go back to the word Bible. Click it. Now you're in the Bible. On your phone, click cancel in your study. You'll see the cancel word up there, and it's going to take you back to the Book of Ecclesiastes, and you'll see that it'll say the name of your translation right there. Mine says NKJV on my phone, and I'm going to click on that, and then it'll drop down the translations you have, and I'm changing it to the King James Version. On your computer, you'll see right underneath those four parts, Bible, cross-reference, search, and history, right underneath of that is the New King James Version, and you'll see that right here on mine. Go over to the right, click that drop-down menu, And that'll give you the ability to change the reference or change the Bible that you're studying. Now, if you're having trouble, somebody make sure if I'm going too fast that you say it. And if you have a question, ask it. And we've even got Blog Talk Radio up if you want to ask more questions that way too. And any of you that's been using this and you got an idea, call in and share your idea. We are on esword.net. E-sword.net is one of my favorite Bible study tools I use because it's simple and it's a free program. All right. So now we've just changed the translation by watch my mouse on the computer. This is all on Facebook. Your version doesn't look like mine. Let me see yours again.
Huh.
And you just downloaded it too. Didn't you just download it just new, Adam?
Is it similar in any way, Wilma?
Can you screenshot that for me, Wilma, so that I can, and like send me a picture in somewhere, like Messenger or something, so I can see what you're looking at? Thank you for saying that, too. I appreciate that.
Yes.
Now, all right, so we're back in this. I want to stay focused on this. Wilma's going to send me a picture so I can see what she's dealing with. Don't worry. This might seem a little mundane, but this is one of the most powerful things you'll be able to find is how to study the Bible with all of the technology that God has given us in our hand today.
Yeah.
Now, welcome YouTube, welcome Facebook. Remember this, if you're in Michigan, tomorrow at 1 p.m. and on 127 south of St. John's, we're going to meet at 1 p.m. at the rest area and have a get-together, and we want you to be there if you live in Michigan. And if you have questions and you say, Pastor, you're not making any sense to me tonight, send me a text, send me an instant message, and I will make sure I get you the information. All right? Now, I'm back into my computer. Now, watch this. So I got Bible cross-reference search and history. I'm trying to figure out what Wilma's would be different. Anyways, watch this. Now that we've changed our translation, you can see mine says King James. Did you get yours changed to King James?
Oh, I wasn't actively participating. I was just watching your...
All right. Well, I just want to make sure I'm making sense to people. I don't want to just do this without making sense. Now, those of you... Oh,
I'm on King James.
All right.
Oh, you know what? I bet Wilma has hers set up like mine does. Rather than pulling them up. That's just different ways that you can pull your...
No, you have a different version. Here, hold this for a minute. Hey, Wilma, look at the screen.
Open it up all the way so it doesn't look so confusing to with your background.
Is this what yours looks like, Wilma? So, if that's what it looks like, then what we're going to have to do is I'm going to be able to do all three of them. All right, there you go. We're going to master this right now for all of you. If I could figure out how to do this with my phone the same way and share the screen, I'd be glad to do it with you, but I don't know how to do that with my phone. Can't see the very top. Well, I'll hold it up here longer.
That's what hers looks like.
All right. So, now that we got all three of the pictures up, watch this. Brother Mike, Tony, hello, sweet Shannon as well. Welcome, Shannon. Love you guys. Now watch this. I'm going to go back up to the center of the screen. You're going to see my mouse. I'm going to click the search button again on the one that Wilma has and Sister Leanne. Your search is going to be the binoculars. You'll see it toward the top left of the screen. And that should open up another window. And in there, type the word study. Yeah, well, she's got the same one you do. That's cool. Thank you. All right, I got it. I got it figured out how to help you. Watch this. You got to love technology because we're going to get all three things done right now. Now, I know I'm spending some time on this, and if it's not helping you, I'm truly wanting to help you. All right? Every Bible program is going to have some way to search. Every Bible program is going to have the ability to change the translations. Every Bible program is going to have a way for you to copy and paste. All right? So, when you click on the binoculars, Wilma, then you should get another page that opens up. And let's put the word study in there. Click it. There you go. Now, when you click the word study, so those of you on your phone, it's the little searching glass, magnifying glass, and we're now in the King James, and you click the search button, and it's going to give you three verses. All right? This is in the King James, and we're going to read those three verses together. All right? Everybody watching? We got some technology happening, don't we? I don't know if it means anything to you, but for an old Cedar Swamp boy to pull off this much technology all at one time, I feel like I'm conquering the whole world right now tonight. Here we go. All right, so let's read that first verse together. It's 1 Thessalonians 4:11. For all of you that are following us and you can't see it, I'm going to click on it. 1 Thessalonians 4:11. You'll see that opened up a screen, and I just copied and pasted it. It is now pasted into YouTube, just like that. How cool is that? All right. Now, let's get back there. I'm going to go back to the search. You can see what it says right there in the search, 1 Thessalonians 4:11, that you study to be quiet. It's what Brother Mike was teaching last night. Study to be quiet. Don't you love Paul? And do your own business. So literally you can say study to be quiet and mind your own business. And to work with your own hands as we commanded you. So Paul calls that study. All right. Now, that's in the King James Version. Now, let's read the third verse we got. This one is 2 Timothy 2:15. I'm going to click on it. That's going to open up my Bible. I'm going to right click. I'm going to click copy verses. And then I'm going to click OK. And there comes the verse. And we can copy and paste it right in there to the YouTubers. How cool is that? Let's go through it again. When you're looking at the screen, what's that?
Why does that make me smile?
When you're looking at your screen, now this is just eSword. So if you got another Bible program and you're sitting there studying it right now, realize that somewhere on that screen is the ability to change the translation, the ability to search, and the ability to search by book, right? And the ability to copy and paste. Now, I'm talking eSword tonight because this is a simple one to use, all right? But it's available in any of these things, all right? So now let's do one more thing here. I want to show you how to copy and paste this. In the search panel that you see, if you will right-click on the reference, you got to open up that reference. Now, why did that do that? So I opened up the reference. And then if you click, watch this, I'm going to open the reference, watch my mouse. I'm going to click on 2 Timothy 2:15. Good night, Sunday, love you. So our word we're studying tonight is study to show yourself approved unto God. All right? That's the whole purpose of what we're doing tonight, is to learn how to study. Because if you don't know how to use your Bible effectively, you'll never get the depth of the wisdom out of it. All right? Well, Pastor, what if I don't have one of these programs? Well, then I recommend that you get a Strong's and Exhaustive Concordance book. Strong's Exhaustive Concordance. It's a book. Let me just write it in there. In the Bible is used. It literally has 25 pages of is. And it literally lists every time the word is used. It's an exhaustive concordance. And it'll tell you every time that word is used. Like this right now. I'm in the King James Version. And the word study is used 3 times in the King James Version. Ecclesiastes, 1 Thessalonians, and 2 Timothy 2:15. Now watch. When you click, let's see, where's my mouse? Here's my mouse. Everybody see where the mouse is? Slow down a little bit. I'm going to go over here to the left, and I'm going to click on this reference, or right-click on it. And that's going to give me the drop-down menu that says bookmark, copy verses, highlight, note, and tag. If you want to highlight the verse, you go down to highlight. You pick a color you want to highlight it. Bam, you just highlighted the verse. Now, it's the same thing in your phone. So now here we are. And 2 Timothy 2:15 in your phone. Click the reference, or no, you hold down on the reference, and it'll say bookmark, copy, or highlight when you hold that reference number down. And bam, it'll give you the ability to highlight it. There it is. Go back and hold that reference down again on your phone, and it'll say copy. And a screen will pop up that shows you the verse and gives you a couple options. Now, when it says copy, hold on, I got to get there over here. All right, you saw that. Now I got this screen popped up. Let's see. What is this one look like? Copy. Copy verses. All right, so yeah, it pops up. It gives you some options. If you want to add more verses, so let's let's say 2 Timothy 2:15. All right. Let's add verse 16 to it. So what you'll do is you'll click in where you see that reference. Watch my mouse here. Click in where you see that reference. And I just put a hyphen and a 16 and then click your enter button. And it adds that verse right into the search field. Same thing over here on the one that Wilma has. You'll see the verses at the top, 215-215. Well, if you want to add 16, go to the second reference, put 16, and you'll see that it adds it right there in your screen. And then you can just go up there and click copy. You can paste that to the internet. You can paste that in your notes. You can paste that in an email.
Comment.
You can paste it in the comment. You can paste it anywhere. You can paste anything. If it's your phone, once you see that verse, click the done button on the top. Or no, wait, no, we got to add the verse 16. Then click the return button. That added the second verse. And then click the done button. Pastor, you're moving too fast. Spend a little time with this. And if you need to, call us in the next 2 days because we're going to be riding many hours in the car.
That's very true.
With not enough internet to do anything on the internet, but enough phone signal to talk to you, mostly. And we'll help you there, too. Why? I want to help you be able to study the Word of God effectively. All right? So then I'm going to, you'll see on the screen, I'm going to go down here and click OK. All
right. Whether you just do the highlighting or the copying.
Huh. I'm just checking to see if I can. It didn't do that. Well, thank you, Wilma. What's interesting to me, Wilma, is that is a, that's like an older version of this. Yeah.
Yes.
No, it's an older version.
And that's what they downloaded to her?
Yeah.
And she just did it?
Yeah.
Mine is select all when I right-click on the reference.
Do what?
Select all when she right-clicks on the reference. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's not what you're looking for, though. Maybe you have to click on it once and then right-click. That's probably what you have to do. Probably have to click on the verse first, like come over and just click on it in the search panel. And then once it opens up, click on it again so you're focused on that verse. And then you'll be able to right-click. I've just did it with Leanne's, and that gives me copy verses. You might say, Pastor, do this in a Zoom so you don't take all of our study time away from this. Well, except I want to show people how simple this program is, and it's free. And this is a very powerful tool. And in just a minute, we'll take a break and do a little bit of talking. But we'll pull up a Bible app on the internet that anybody can use, and I'll show you how to use that also. All right. I wish we could have about five or six of us all on here that already had the apps ready and doing it. And someday we'll figure that out, and someday we will do that.
Yeah,
all right. Right now we got to stick with this. Here we go. So the verse is, Study to show yourself approved unto God, 2 Timothy 2:15. Unto God, a workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now watch. Do you notice that you don't have to prove yourself to me? You see what that says? It says, study to show yourselves approved unto God. Now, you might call me pastor. If you do, I receive it, and I will be that supernatural process to you of the pastor. That's a supernatural process in God. That's a gift of the Son. Jesus gave gifts when he went to heaven. So that would mean I am a gift to you. And what do you do with a gift except to receive it? When you receive that gift, the gift begins to have an effect in your life. As your pastor, you don't have to study to show yourself approved to me. But what I need from you is agreement and the complete functioning of the body, arm in arm, hand in hand, and you and I working together. Well, now, we don't necessarily, you don't have to prove yourself to me. What we all got to do is figure out how to work our personalities together and make it work. Did I say that right? I really felt like I stood up at the plate and swung for the fence, but did it come out right? Okay. Well, I want to do just a little bit of teaching in here, but I want you to see what this next verse says, verse 16. Because this is what Mike was teaching last night. And Mike, you did an amazing job last night. That was good, brother.
Yes, he did.
You just kept nailing it. And everyone that was making comments, thank you. That thing was moving right along. Well, that's what's supposed to be doing. Now watch. Verse 16. But shun profane and vain babblings. Now, that's the King James. That's a little old English. Watch. They will increase unto more ungodliness. What does that mean, Pastor? That means they're not going to produce because they're profane. Well, now, what in the world does the word profane mean? Because in my mind's eye, that means something really bad. All right?
Yeah.
Profanity, to me, is cussing and swearing uselessly. I know a lady one time that looked at a man and said, can you say any other words besides those stupid words? He said, I don't know. Those are the only words I know. She said, why don't you just ask God to help you say something different than that? Wait. He asked God, and God changed his language. Say this with me. If any man is in Christ, you're going to have to spit her candies out. If any man is in Christ.
If any man is in Christ. Sorry, I was studying.
She had a whole mouthful of those cinnamon hot things. If any man is in Christ. He's a new creation.
He is a new creation.
Right? Amen. That means the moment you truly are born again in God, all that stuff goes away. Yeah, but Pastor, it didn't. I know. Get that verse out and speak it again until all of a sudden the revelation hits you. I am a new creation, and it's all different. Because as soon as it does, any habit you don't want will be gone. The profane language like that will just be gone. It'll automatically go away. Why? The revelation of the fact that God made you a new person. Yeah, but what if I don't want to stop cussing and saying those words? Well, those words are not becoming to a man, no less a Christian man. That's the way the world talks. Now, look at verse 15. Study to show yourself approved unto God. You don't have to worry about me behind you saying, hey, little Christian, what did you say? I'm not going to be that person. I'm going to pray, and God's going to be that person to you. And your heart will check you, and you say, why am I saying these words? Well, it might be such a part of your life that you have to learn to do something different. But we don't hate anybody for that. Every single one of us on every revelation of our life have had to grab a hold of ourselves by the bootstraps and say, you listen here, buddy, get your act together to yourself, right? And then we just make a point that everything God has given us assignment to do, we do it with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we make certain of our own choice that we bring no shame on our ministry.
Amen.
Because if you will say, I'm not bringing any shame on this ministry, and I will say, I'm not bringing any shame on this ministry, then ain't one of us going to have to talk to anybody else. The Holy Spirit of God will talk to us. Right? Mm-hmm. And then you have great follow-through, great flow, great blessing of God. And it all comes right here. And this verse says, study to show yourself approved to God. Now, we're studying right now how to use the Bible app. And I am enjoying showing you how to use this Bible app. Now, I want to do something. And let's see. What is it probably everybody has on their computer? Microsoft Word? All right, guys, we're back. Welcome, Dan, Wilma. I'm eating these cinnamon. What do they call?
Jelly belly.
Cinnamon jelly beans. Woo, they're really good. You're welcome, Dan. Thanks for being here with us. Now, that technology is supposed to work.
Oh.
Don't know why it's not working, but I know this. There's enough of us. Yep, we're back live, Rebecca. Thank you. There's enough of us to know how to use this program. If you're having trouble, then I'm going to send you to one of them because Shannon knows how to use it. Mike knows how to use it. Gwen knows how to use it. Van does, I does, Wilma does, other people. You guys are awesome. All right, you can hand this back. All right, there we go. Yeah, I don't know. It just literally, whatever happened, it shut down everything. It shut down Facebook, YouTube, and Blog Talk Radio. So whatever that is, I don't know. I can't share the screen once you see me live on the camera. So we're going to do this. This is what I would encourage you. Those of you who are going to come to be with us tomorrow, tomorrow's Sunday, May 2nd at 1 p.m. at the rest area on 127 that I have a pin for if you want it, finding the search button. Well, that's why we do this, because it always helps. Bring your electronic equipment with you charged up, and we'll show you how to use it tomorrow. Whether you have a tablet, whether you have your computer, whether you have your phone, whatever you use, unless, of course, it's your home computer. That might be a little difficult to bring, but I can't get an app from my phone. Isn't that interesting? Sunday said, I can't get the app. Well, this is what I know. You and I tomorrow are going to study together. We'll put this together while we're sitting there talking. And I'll show you what to do. And we'll pull up some websites and other apps to help you see what you can do to study. Because every one of you are growing in God to the degree that God's going to begin to talk to you and say, hey, study this word out. And that's not necessarily reading a chapter. And he'll be relentless on you and say, no, study this word. No, study this word. And you'll be like, I want to read five Psalms today. And he'll say, study this word. Why? Because he's got a place he wants you to go. And the answer for you getting there is to study that word. Had a hard time with mine, then one day, there it was. Hey, still to this day, I find things in Esort. I'm like, oh, well, I didn't know that was there. And all of a sudden, it's like, that makes it a whole lot easier right there, right now. Matter of fact, I was showing Wilma something the other day, and I don't even remember what it was, but I'm like, wow, check that out. I've been needing to see that for a while. A Find Sam app you use.
Oh.
The Glint.
Yeah.
All right. All right. That'll probably work. It's a good idea. Thank you, man. Mm-hmm. I know. Stop eating the cinnamon things. I'm trying. They're just really delicious. Now, I had a hard time with mine. Then one day, there it was. Amen, Dan. And one of the things you find out is, as you're diligently seeking to do God's will, he's going to bring across your path those things that work. You might not like Esort. I know people that use other stuff. There's some Bible programs you can pay $150 for. Got a lot of translations, got a lot of Bible study aids in them. My deal is, I don't have enough time in the day to read five different commentaries from five different men when I'm seeking God's face about today from God himself. So I need a really easy program to use, and it just helps me search the Bible. And that's why I stick with Esort, because it's easy, it's free. What's the guy's name? The guy that does it, his name is Rick. It's been free since like 2002 when he put it out. He's never charged for it. He's asked people if they'd make a donation, and then he's continually worked to make it so it works for all of us. And, you know, Sunday, we'll figure that out tomorrow if you can be there. We'll see what we can do to help you. And maybe we'll find a different app for your phone. I don't know. I don't understand why it would be that way. But it don't matter. We'll figure it out. We'll look at it. And we'll conquer that thing in Jesus' mighty name. So let's go back there. I want to go back to why that got moved. I want to go back to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Now, let's go to verse number 14. 2 Timothy 14, and I want to just read the rest of the chapter, 14 through 26. Now, while I'm talking to you, this is how powerful this is. Once you get used to this, you can literally, in the matter of fact, you can literally, right now while I was just talking to you, I copied and pasted all of these verses, and I'm in my live stream, and I'm in 1 May 2021, and I got my note open, and I have now copied and pasted all of those verses in my notes that fast. That's the power of this this app. And now, while I'm talking to you, I realized I just copied and pasted it in the King James Version. I do not want that. And so I'm going to go back over here, and I'm going to do the same thing. And I've changed my translation, and I've copied and I've copied and pasted it back in my notes while I was talking to you that fast as done. That's the power of this translation, or of this little tool, and it's just a matter of working with it until you get yourself mastered. Here we go. 2 Timothy 2:14. Remind them of these things. This is Paul speaking to Timothy, who's the pastor of the church at Ephesus. Charging them before the Lord not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. 15. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker or a workman, a studier who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing or understanding the word of truth. What is God speaking through Paul to us? Study this word until you begin to get a grasp down deep inside here that begins to make sense here through here. You will never have to worry about memorizing another verse if you'll open up those verses and go for revelation. Did I say that right? Sort of. I can see by the look on her face. I was supposed to move my table so I can look at you. I know. Let me say it again. You and I are continually to be studying. And when you get yourself focused on a series of verses, and you might say, that is in my life, but I want this much more revelation, then how do you get that revelation except by speaking those words over and over again? And you will learn the word not by sitting down and forcing yourself to memorize, by your determination to speak it out loud, to get it down in here, you'll memorize the verse in your desire for revelation, not in your duty of memorization. What good does it do to memorize every colon, every comma, every question mark, every quotation mark if it doesn't make any sense to you? That doesn't make any sense to do that. I know of a man who literally preached a sermon for 45 minutes. I used to think that would be really difficult to do, where the whole sermon was just the word of God. He only quoted verses of the Bible. He said no words of his own. Everything he said for 45 minutes was straight from the word of God. Now, that's powerful. You ready? He took his own life because the Bible didn't make sense to him.
I'm not doing that first.
No. Why? Because you can memorize all kinds of words, but memorization doesn't do you any good. You and I, both of us, all of us, have got to come to the knowledge of the understanding. How are you going to do that? But to find these verses and just keep putting them in your heart. Let's think about what God's talked to us about for the last 2 weeks. He's talked to us about the ministry of reconciliation, and then he gave me the word to say a day in the life of Jesus, and then to read it in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and just read these miracles from there. What is the purpose of that? The purpose of that, this is his purpose, that why he did it, is for you and I to say, wait, what does this miracle do? Oh, Matthew said it this way, Mark said it this way, and Luke said it that way. But John didn't say it at all. Isn't that interesting? And then you find another miracle, and you're like, Matthew, Mark, and Luke didn't say it. John did. Isn't that interesting? And you say, now, Father, why did that happen that way? And the Father begins to teach and train you by the leadership of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. Watch this. You and I, every day, have the opportunity to grow and develop in God exponential factor. There's no limitation to how much we can grow in God. The only limitation is that you and I give ourselves to the revelation of the word. And if we limit ourselves to just a little, then that's all the revelation you get. But if, as soon as you get determined, wait, I am going to get this revelation, all of a sudden, your determination removes any roadblock to learning, to memory, to any of the rest of that, and it just becomes revelation. I remember Brother Copeland saying in a message I heard a long time ago. He was reading out of Matthew 13, Mark 4, or Luke 11. Nope, I don't know. Anyway, it's the parable of the sower. All right? He was reading from that, and that's what he was studying. It's Matthew 13, Mark 4, and Luke 8. All right, watch. He said, from the words of Jesus, he said, this is the most important parable of the whole New Testament. Well, that day when he said that to me, I said on the inside of me, I'm not studying anything else until I get a grasp of this. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's not a bad thing. I mean, you're not limiting yourself by just studying one thing to grasp.
It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's a wise thing. Yeah. Amen. That's what she's saying.
It's not a limiting thing.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't limit you at all. What are you doing? When God leads you and you get that revelation like that and you say, hold it. I'm going in right there. You may be with us every night and we may not be studying that same verse, but all of the revelation that you'll see happening right here as we're doing this each night, we'll take that word that God's given you and explode it while you're right here studying with us. You might be studying, you know, why Peter got 150 great fish. Who knows? But I might be studying the words you speak out of your mouth. But God has the ability to say something to you from what I said and you're studying that nobody said that night. Why? Because you're giving yourself to diligent study of God's holy word. And this is one of the most interesting factors of the kingdom. And it's been abused. It's been used out of proportion. But whatever. Every time there's an imbalance, where is it heading to? A balance. God gives a revelation and somebody takes it way out here and then it's going to swing back. And the thing we got to do, Brother Hagin always taught us, don't be in the left ditch or the right ditch. Those are both ditches. Stay in the center of the road. Don't be in the right ditch. Don't be in the last ditch. Stay right in the center of the room. Why? Because then your life will stay solid. Now watch this. That parable of the sower sowing the word is the most important parable in the New Testament. Jesus said, if you don't understand this one, how will you understand any of them? Well, why is it? Because he's talking about sowing the word into your own heart. You doing that yourself. When I heard that, I didn't study anything for a long time except that. I would go to Matthew 13. I would read it. I would go to Mark chapter 4. I'd read it. I'd go to Luke chapter 9. I'd read it. Why? Or Luke chapter 8. I would read it. Why? Because that was going to produce the revelation of that deep inside my heart. I didn't have it as deep in my heart on that parable. That took me a while to get rid of some stinking old religion on that. What did Brother Jim say today? I'm a recovering fundamentalist. Good word, Jim. Amen. And always pray for the Spirit guidance prior to study. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. See, here's the thing. You and I gotta realize God has put this body together. And if all of us in this body will listen to him by the Spirit of Almighty God, he's going to take us to a place exponentially beyond anything we've ever seen. But we got to walk in the Spirit with him and just keep saying, take me in. Take me in. I'm going in. Take me in. I'm going in. I'm not holding on to any weakness. I'm not holding on to any failure. I'm not holding on to any sin. I'm not holding on to anything. I am going in. I will change anything about me anytime because he has given me his righteousness and there's nothing in me but righteousness. Amen. Say it with me. There is nothing in me.
There's nothing in me.
But his righteousness.
It's his righteousness.
Now wait, you might say, Pastor, that's not true about me. Okay, let's deal with it for just a second. Is true about you, even though you may still see some sins, weakness of your flesh. But the fact that you came to him and said, I receive you, he's coming in. Now, the only thing that's got to happen from that point on is getting the revelation. And listen, there ain't a single one of us on the face of this earth who found God and has gotten closer to him and become one with the Father. There's not a single one of us that haven't been in the same place that that's saying right now where you grab it and you're like, it don't make a lick of sense. It don't make a lick of sense. I'm trying, Jesus. You're never going to hear Jesus say, what a dumb kid. Why don't you get it? You'll never hear him say that. All right, that would be the Father. Jesus is your elder brother. He's going to say, come on, right here, right here. The Holy Spirit's going to show it to you. And then you're going to be in the store and hear somebody say it. And you're going to be on the radio and somebody's going to say it. And you're going to have a message. Somebody's going to say it. You're going to come here. I'm going to say it. As you hear all these words, gather them together. Find a way to contain it. And begin to continually speak it. I don't know how else to say it to you. I'll say it this way. Hey, Mom Coddles here. Hi, Mom. Love you.
Like Dan said with the computer program, you'll work it, you'll work it, you'll work it, and then all of a sudden, one day, it's there.
Yeah, you work. That's good. That's what great way to say it. You work it, 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 and then all of a sudden, one day, there it is. There it is. Now watch. This is how you do this. Let me help you see this. See if I can figure it out here. This is how you do it. Since I have been in North Dakota, I have added 36, 698. I have added 2,800 notes in my phone since I've been here in North Dakota, February 2nd, 2018. I've added 2,800 notes in my phone, all right, or on my computer. Well, Pastor, that sounds like you're bragging. No, there ain't a brag part about it. The point of me saying that to you is this. That's what it takes to get the revelation. You make another note. You make another document. You write yourself another email. Whatever the process is you use, you write it down in the notebook. That's like this. You write it down in the notebook. And you go back and you read it again. You're like, I will get this revelation. Amen. Amen, Dan. See, if we're not careful, guys, we'll hear some mean teacher in our life. We'll hear their voice when we're discouraged about learning the kingdom. We'll hear their voice rather than the voice of the Father. And he is never going to be angry at you. Why would he be angry at you when you're desiring everything you can have in the kingdom? So, Mom, are you still home or are you out on an excursion?
That's what I was wondering.
I just been sitting there thinking, wait, where are you home? Where are you at right now? My mom is moving, man. She's going. I love you, Mom. I'm proud of you.
Roadrunner.
I am proud of you. So I asked my question. Mom will answer, maybe. And if she don't, I'll talk to her later. But I like why you – I'm glad you brought that up, Dan. Because sometimes we've had a coach or a teacher. It's sad, but a Sunday school teacher, an old lady in the church that was mean. What do you say? You know how many men, Vietnam veterans, I have met who the greatest fear of their life is the nuns at the Catholic school when they were growing up?
Yeah.
And every one of them said, I had to hold my hands out and let that nasty old nun slap me with a ruler across my knuckles. That is not God.
No, that is not God.
That's not God, and that's not wisdom. Because now all these men are scared of spiritual leaders. Because they were taught to respect the person who abused them when they're trying to learn.
Yeah.
Don't do that to your kids. Wait, don't do that to anybody. Don't do it to anybody.
Don't allow it.
Yeah, don't allow it. Amen. That's good. You want to preach now? Okay. I'd be glad to let you. No, I can run to Burger King and get a burger while you preach. No, it's a good word. Paul in 2 Timothy is saying, study to show yourself approved to God. Can you imagine our Father wanting to be one with us, but when we don't quite get what he's saying, he's like, what a dumb kid you are. That's not the Father. Not in any way. Wait, that might be the words that's in your ears from somebody else, but that's not our Father. Well, Pastor, the Bible says, whom the Lord loved, he chastens. Yeah, but wait a minute. Who does God chasten? Somebody that's doing wrong. You're not chastened for doing right. You're not chastened for doing right. What did God say to Esau? Let's look at it. Genesis chapter 4. Everybody go there real quick. Genesis chapter 4, not Esau. Listen to me, Esau. Cain.
Not even close.
Verse 6. Genesis 4, 6. Watch this. So the Lord said to Cain, why are you so angry? And why has your countenance fallen? if you do well, will you not be accepted? Or I like to take the negatives out. If you do well, you will be accepted. You will be. And if you do not do well, look what it says. Sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. Now watch. Verse 8, Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. But before he killed him, God said to Cain, why are you so angry? Well, why was he angry? God accepted Abel's offering because it was right. Hey, welcome back, Sunday. Good to have you. God bless you for holding YouTube down over there. All right? So here's a perfect example of it right here. Before Cain killed Abel, God warned him, if you do well, you're going to be accepted. If you don't, sin's at the door and it'll rule over you. Let's go back, 2 Timothy chapter 2. I got to get my pages open here. Did mom ever make a reply on that? There it is. I'm home but leaving tomorrow to come to Michigan for 3 days.
Oh, my goodness. We're in Michigan.
Wow. I'm home but leaving tomorrow to come to Michigan for 3 days. I have an urgent prayer request for someone very dear to me and the whole family. This is, they have just received a dire cancer diagnosis and is not right with God. You ready? Let's pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said you gave us power over all the power of the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. Nothing. Now, Lord, I don't know exactly who this person is. And the wonderful thing about you and your ways is we, the community of faith, don't have to know.
Amen.
Because we stand in the authority you gave us in Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 9, Matthew chapter 16, Matthew chapter 18, Luke chapter 10. We stand in this authority as ministers of reconciliation and as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven. And we declare right here, right now, today, in Jesus' name, life and life more abundantly. Father, by an infallible proof beyond anyone's ability to say to them, we declare they come to you, and in doing so, their sins will be remitted. And they'll be able to receive the healing power of God in their body, and cancer will have no power over
them. Amen.
Now, Father, by the angels of Almighty God who surround and protect this person, who many people knows, in the name of Jesus, Acts chapter 1, verse 3 said, you showed yourself by an infallible proof to those who were totally discouraged and afraid. That's every sinner. Reveal yourself to them like you did your disciples, like you did to Nicodemus, like you did to blind Bartimaeus, like you did to the lepers, like you did to the woman at the well, and to Mary Magdalene, out of whom was cast seven devils. You literally stepped in, destroyed the power of the devil, and then said, thy sins be forgiven you. Go and sin no more. And we step in here now as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as ministers of reconciliation. And we declare life and life more abundantly now, today, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And we declare that every person that would stand in the way of this person receiving the revelation will be removed out of their way. Get back. Let this person find our God and find eternity in heaven, and let them find healing in their body. In the mighty name of Jesus. How'd we do on that prayer? High five, my love. I'm going to give Jesus a high five. All right. Let's go back here to 2 Timothy chapter 2. And we're going to go now to verse number 19. There it is. Are you enjoying our study tonight? I am. I'm enjoying it. And we're going to go for about another 10 minutes. We're going to receive communion and be done so everybody gets a good night's sleep. Because we're all going to be moving tomorrow. Everybody in Michigan, come see us tomorrow at the rest area south of St. John's on 127. If you want the pin, text me and I'll give you the pin. I got a pin, take you right to the rest area. That's where we're going to meet. Can't seem to find enough places that are wide open to receive us. And let us be together as a big group. It's very interesting. Tonight, I ate supper with my son and his girlfriend at a Chinese restaurant buffet. Had to have a mask. You had to wear gloves. And all the way around the buffet was clear shower curtains hung. And every table had a shower curtain hung on each side of it. It was the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen. But watch this. Necessity is the mother of invention. And you got to hand it to the owner of that store. He made it possible for all of his tables to be used by doing that. His table could be used. He's a wise, he's a very wise businessman. So tomorrow we're going to meet at a rest area, and that makes it, you want the pin, all right. And that makes it a very simple process. I put the pin in the tent of meeting messenger thread. I put that link to that pin in there, and I'll send it to you by message to Wilma. That way, all you gotta do is click on that, and it should open that map right up into your phone, and then just click on the directions button, and it'll take you right there. If you're coming from the south, you'll have to go up and loop around and come back. You go north up past the rest area, next area, and come back down to it. And we're going to have a good time tomorrow. Just come and be ready to just hang out for a while. And bring your own lawn chair. Bring your own coffee or pop, whatever you want to drink. If you got a dish you want to make, that's fine. But bring your own silverware and plate. That way nobody can say anything. We're all bringing our own stuff. If you want to wear a mask, wear one. If you don't. Come and be safe, and we'll be a blessing to one another. Did I say it good? B-Y-O-B. Bible. C, cup. P, plate. S, spoon. And come ready to receive. Now watch, verse 19. 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, watch this. The solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are his. And let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Now, naturally, if you've truly come to the revelation of the righteousness of God and his reconciliation power, there will be no iniquity left in you. Why? Because at the new birth, it's all gone. Your sins are not imputed. You're washed white as snow. Your conscience and your life is purged, according to the book of Hebrews, chapter 9. And he takes away all the old passes away and everything becomes new. There's no other result except you now have the nature of Christ. And therefore, all iniquity is going to be gone from your life. And you might say, Pastor, it's not. I know. I've been there. Everybody that walks with God has been there. The revelation is, it is, speak the word until it gets down inside your heart and it explodes inside of you and you say, oh, I get it. I get it, I get it, I get it. Now watch. I have talked to a lot of people throughout my Christian life and my time as a pastor. It's amazing how many people who it's amazing that every person that chased revelation got it and just immediately dropped any kind of sin, weakness, failure, whatever. It just dropped it. Why? Because the revelation came that I'm a new creation. Now, you might say, but Pastor, I believe it. Well, okay. I'm not going to tell you don't believe it. I'm going to tell you, keep reading and seeking it and declaring it over your life until all of a sudden everything just drops off. And you're like, wow, it's just gone. And then all of a sudden you're like, it's just not there. And people will say, well, where'd it go? Well, I don't know. I don't know where it went, but it's just gone. Well, how did it go? Well, I don't know that either. I just know this. You're like the blind man with Jesus. I don't know. Or with Peter and Paul, Peter and John. I don't know. I once was blind and now I see. What else you want to know? Huh? And wait, that was the blind man with Jesus. Peter and John's like, I don't know. I once could walk and now I am. So what's your deal? You want to be his disciple too? Hey, I am a cross. No. Study to show yourself approved to God, a workman that doesn't need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. When you study and you show yourself approved to God, you'll flush, you'll purge all of those other comments by people who meant well but didn't do you any good by the words they said. And you'll purge them, and you'll hear the voice of the Father saying, come on, you're getting it. You're close. You're getting it. He's going to say to you, you're getting this. Just keep going. You're getting it. That's what he's going to say. You're never going to hear the Father say, you're so stupid. That's not him. He put his spirit in you. How can he call you stupid?
And worse yet, so many times people think that he only gives you so many chances and then you're just done.
Oh, yeah.
It's not him.
Oh, yeah. And there's other people that, well, I know a man. Watch this. I know a man that grew up in one of the denominations where you confessed your sin to a priest. Right? And that's what he felt he should do. And this is what he said. I've sinned this bad, and according to the word of God, he found a verse in the Old Testament that said, because of your sin, you'll pay 7 years for each year you sin. So he said, I know I got 50 years to pay before God's going to forgive me. And I said, well, brother, that's true if you were that person in the Old Testament in that situation with God, but you're not. You are in the New Testament under the law, under grace, not under the law. And as soon as you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse, purge you from all unrighteousness. And he said to me, are you sure? And I said, shall I show it to you? And he's like, well, please do. And I'm telling you, I showed that guy that verse, and that verse set that man free. He never wrestled with that another day. He goes, you mean I can just receive his forgiveness? I'm like right now. And he's going to throw all those sins into the sea of forgetfulness and never be remembered against you again another day. And he just broke down and started crying, saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Why? Because all, yeah, the relief of it. The relief of all that condemnation and all that religious pointing of the finger saying, "Don't if you don't do this, you're going to be, that's not God. That is not God. It's not God. And say it. And none of us will be there. Never are we going to be there. Never. Wait. Let's talk about the toughest relationship in the whole world. Right? It's the toughest relationship in the whole world. That's the relationship between husband and wife. Why? You know all their weaknesses. You know all their strengths. And it don't take you too long to be able to figure out how to push the button that makes all their weaknesses show up and manifest. Well, what do you want? A bad relationship or a good one?
I pick good.
So here's the thing. The only way you're going to have a good relationship is that two people are going to have to sit down at the table and say, hold it. We are coming to a point of agreement with no strings attached. You speak what you know. I'm going to speak what I know. If I don't get what you're saying, I'm just going to look at you and say, wait, I don't get it. Say it again. What else are we going to do? Well, you should get it. No. No, until you get it, you don't get it. And which of us should condemn somebody because they don't get it yet? Nobody. Yeah, that's a difficult one. Well, I'm going to say that different, Rebecca. Yes, that is a relationship that has those severe challenges in it. But I also prophesy this over you. It is possible and you win.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Verse 19, we're going to hit it again and go. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands forever, having this seal. Oh, I put the forever in there myself. The solid foundation of God stands forever. Put it in again. Let's try this one more time. Hey, Julian and Vimala, good to see you. The solid foundation of God stands having this seal. The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the names of the Lord, the name of the Lord, depart from iniquity. Well, you're not going to depart out of duty. You're not going to depart out of fear. You're not going to depart from iniquity out of somebody pointing a finger at you saying, you better change. You're not going to depart by somebody saying, well, that's it. Get out of the church. No, that's not how you depart from iniquity. The only way any of us get rid of anything that's got us bound is by faith in this book. And you get the verses out that deal with the very thing you're dealing with, and then you begin to work on it. One of the greatest things you'll ever have to deal on is offense with a Christian brother. It's the biggest place the enemy fights every Christian. But here's the revelation. If you're dealing with it, then you get your Bible out. You get your Bible app out that I'm showing you, and you dig out these verses on offense and forgiveness and sinning brothers, and you listen to them, you read them out loud every single day until it registers down in here. And then all of a sudden, I'm going to tell you, all of a sudden, when the revelation hits, you'll be free. You'll be free. I remember listening to John Bevere series called The Bait of Satan on Overcoming Offense. I listened to that thing, I don't know, 7 times in 1 month, I think. Why? So I would be free from offense. Pastor, you must have been a mess. No, I was establishing foundation in my life. Why? Because I wanted to know the Word of God, and the only way to know the Word of God is to go to the book. Quit listening to everybody else and go right to the book. Thank God for every teacher that gave you hope and courage. But now open up the book and see what God through Jesus said. If you're gonna read the Old Testament, you got to say, wait, that's the Old Covenant. Run it through the cross. And what does the Old Covenant say to me today, having run it through the cross? And it'll change some things. Some things will stay the same. And then some things, it just deletes and totally makes them different. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's pray. You ready to pray? Father, in Jesus' name. Right here, right now, today, every one of us, Lord, I know everyone within the sound of my voice has no other desire but to grow and develop in you. No other desire. Help us, Lord, that we would grow and develop in you. That we would come to the knowledge of the truth. That as we study every day, giving ourselves diligently to the presence of the Lord, to the Word of God, and to the life that is ours, in the mighty name of Jesus, we declare, we receive, we rejoice in who you are and what you're doing in our life. Right here, right now, today, according to your holy word. Thank you, Father, you have no condemnation. It's all gone. Sin is gone. You purged our life. Now we get to walk in the nature of Christ every single day. And we choose it, and we love it, and we enjoy it. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Make this confession with me. Say, Jesus, I am walking with you according to the Holy Word of God every day of my life. And I will stand before you, and you will say of me, well done, good and faithful servant.
Well done, good and faithful
servant. You've been faithful over a little.
Faithful over a little.
Now be ruler over much.
Now be ruler over much.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. Open your Bibles up. Let's go to New Covenant Worship. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. You know, my Bible used to just automatically open up to that. But we're getting so many other places we go in the New Testament, I'm starting to get a little bit of competition. Felicia Eicher. Rock on, young lady. Good to see you here tonight. Bless you and your family. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, I got your instant message, and I got a good answer, and I had no time today to post it to you. But I had a good day and got a lot of things accomplished, was able to spend time with my son and his girlfriend, Emily, and I will get that to you because it's very much a direct answer to what you've been asking. And thank God for it. Blessings to you all and your family of faith. And Julian, we say blessings to you. And you are part of our family of faith in Jesus' mighty name. Anyways. Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow. Come and join us at the rest area. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I receive from the Lord that which I also deliver to you. Make sure you get your whole family with you. Let's receive communion together. That the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until it comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged of the Lord. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we. 18 is becoming one of my greatest favorites. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that is with it. That's why there's no fear that should be brought into the communion elements. Zero. Because perfect love, Jesus, laying down his life, all of us, that's perfect love, cast out all fear. Stop bringing fear into the most beautiful celebration of what Jesus has done in our life. You can't live in faith and fear at the same time. You only get one or the other. And in the communion, the new covenant worship, there's no fear. Let a man examine himself and then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. There's no fear in that. What must you do? Examine yourself and then eat and drink in Jesus' mighty name. Knowing that our Father loves you and he cares for you dearly. Please continue to pray for healing of the nodule on my thyroid. It has reduced inside. We command nodule disappear and thyroid work perfectly as it was when you were a young man. Our faith and agreement is with you, praying for it to completely disappear when we go to see the surgeon on Wednesday the 5th in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, Dan, for those words. Thank you for being a part. Thank you, everybody, for being here and making this thing work. Look at you guys go. Isn't this wonderful? You ready? Let's pray the prayer of salvation, rededication, or just hallelujahification. You're walking with God. Get the whole family together. Have them pray with you. Everybody that's with you. If your neighbors are with you, tell them, sit down, grab a cup, and take communion with me. Here we go. Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
In every area.
In every area.
In every way.
In every way.
I know Jesus is the door to salvation.
I know Jesus is the door to salvation.
And I enter in through that door.
And I enter in through that door.
And I thank you for who you are in me.
And I thank you for who you are in me.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
And I receive you into my life.
And I receive you into my life.
In every area.
In every area.
And according to John chapter 1.
And according to John chapter 1.
You give me the right.
You give me the right.
To become a child of God.
To become a child of God.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you.
Take your sin and just dump it out. Say, there's all my sin.
There's all my sin.
I can't beat it in my own strength.
I can't.
Turn your hands over and say, I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's the first time you prayed that prayer. We say, welcome to the family of God, the kingdom of God. That's who we are. And that's who we do. This is what we look like. This is the family of God. And we're glad to have you here with us. They've put my email address and website in there so you have someone to contact, because you got to have somebody like us teaching you the word. In that one prayer, you went from darkness to light. You should have experienced it. You went from fear to faith, even though you may have a mess. All of a sudden, something changes on the inside. And wow, I got hope. This is what's coming to you right now tonight. In that one prayer, you went from your sin, which you don't have any human ability to beat, nobody does, to Jesus' righteousness. And he makes you his righteousness by his action. Now you win. Say it with me. Now I win.
Now I win.
Hallelujah. Hallelujahification. It's good. It's what we are, Felicia. Hallelujahification. Now, they gave you my email address and website. If you're brand new to this, I got 10 verses I want to send you that you can meditate in, and it will change and transform your life. Here's what we do. You send me an email, I send you one. You ask me a question, send me another one, I'll send you another one. That's how I work. I don't spam nobody. I don't ever send you a letter saying, oh, won't you help me? Won't you help me? I'm going broke if you don't help me. What kind of a dumb statement is that? Wait, Father, I apologize for anybody. There's a wonderful man of God that ever said it. Please forgive me and help them. We ain't going broke. The power of life and death is in my tongue. We're going over. All of us together, and that including you, Jesus mighty name. Any way we can help you, the website actually has the communion prayer in it, so you can receive communion in your house every day with your family and get this revelation flowing in you. In Jesus mighty name. We love you, and we want to be a part of helping you walk with God. Now, here we go. You ready? Let's receive the elements together. We'll bless them and sanctify them and receive them together. Pray with me, Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
They are set aside and sanctified.
They are set aside and sanctified.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
Say this with me. In every part of my body.
In every part of my body.
Completely healed.
Completely healed.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body.
Jesus. In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Lord, that your body was broken. Thank you that your blood was shed. Thank you. Now we lift up the cup of blessings. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things are passed away.
Old things are passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for
it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague has to pass over.
Every plague has to pass
and
over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
No matter what I feel like.
No matter what I feel like.
I receive grace, mercy, and help.
I receive grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment.
For my assignment.
My dominion mandate.
My dominion mandate.
On this earth.
On this earth.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren.
The accuser of the brethren.
Is cast down in my life.
Is cast down in my
and
life.
And there is no more condemnation.
And there's no more condemnation.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be, the glorious,
the glorious church
without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other
when
blemish.
You come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Let's receive the juice of God. Let's sing. Oh, the blood. Hold on. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Dear Jesus, thank you for your blood. Dear Jesus, it washes white as snow. All the blood of Jesus, all the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow. Well, glory be to God. Is it normal to cry when you pray? Well, here's the truth about that. Felicia, many times what that is your spirit and your soul have found relief. And you're like, glory be to God. I have been set free. I'm beginning to see this. This thing is working. And when God Almighty touches your body and your soul and your spirit, as sometimes you laugh, sometimes you cry, sometimes you shout, sometimes you dance, it don't matter. However it comes out of you, let it go, express it, and receive the washing and the infilling and the blessing and the strength that it is bringing to you right now. In Jesus' mighty name, I declare all the trauma of your life that has tried to destroy you, the power of that trauma is broken in Jesus' mighty name. It is broken in Jesus' mighty name. And you're free to walk free from that and just enjoy your life in Jesus' mighty name. Some people might say, Pastor, why do you say that all the time? Because trauma is one of the most destructive things that happen to somebody's life. When it's not dealt with, it's a natural human response to something bad happening. It's just natural. Mm-hmm. It's like, when they told me this, they put my dog down. My goodness. Like, wow. That seemed to really have an effect on me. When my dad was going, I wanted my dad to stay here with us. But guess what? He went to heaven. But I'm not going to be traumatized by that the rest of my life. When Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted and set the captive free, not bind him down, there's no trauma that's going to be of God. None. Zero. It's a natural human response, but rebuke it, bind it, and have no part of it. And you command it to get out of your life in every era and every area. Get out of my life. I'm free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, we're seeing it. We're seeing it, Julian. And you and Vamala running with the strength of somebody 20 years you're younger. Because it's still inside your spirit and your soul. When it's on the inside, it's God's going to help it come on out to the outside. Because that's who our Father is. In Jesus' mighty name. Everybody hang on just a second. I'm looking for something real quick. I just have it. It's right over here. It's no big deal.
Did you find it?
Yeah. It's right here. Can't you see it?
No.
Nope. I think you should have already seen it. What's wrong with you? I have it. It's right here. Now, we read this morning. I want to do it right now. For those of you that's on Facebook or you're on YouTube, I cannot get it to you effectively. But if you come over to Facebook, I can get it to you because there's more than enough letters here. Yeah, we love you, Julian and Bamala. Watch this. It's in the comments. This is going to be our closing prayer tonight right here. This is a prayer to execute justice, executing justice in your life on things that have gone wrong. Somebody tonight that's in this program needs this, or maybe a bunch of you somebodies. And if you need this so you can pray it and you want me to send it to you in Messenger, in my glasses, these magnifiers, I'll send it to you in Messenger too because I want you to be able to have it and pray it. You ready? Here we go. They rose early in the morning and went out. And Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me." Keep going.
Children, believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper.
O Lord, our God, the Most High God, maker of heaven and earth, our creator, our provider, and our protector. You are the just judge of all the earth, sitting on your throne of justice and judgment in the high court of heaven. You, Lord, execute righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. You are Lord Sabaoth, ruler of all, the God of angelic armies that fight against our enemies and avenger of our adversaries. Besides you, there is no Savior. Salvation is only of the Lord. Because of your great love toward all mankind, the Kaddish, put your name in there, and your love for justice and judgment, you said you forsake not the saints, but come to our aid on earth to uphold the justice upon which your throne in heaven and your kingdom on earth rest. Bring your righteous judgment upon my adversary right now, this day. Stretch forth thy hand and execute vengeance and recompense against all the enemy is doing and for what he has put us through, every suffering, humiliation, shame, embarrassment, loss, entrapment, sickness, and attack. The enemy is the perpetrator behind all injustices and evil that have come against me through people. I rejoice in my portion because I know that God's people will never be put to shame. Isaiah 60, verse 5. Then you shall become radiant. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against us in judgment, we condemn now. This is my heritage as a servant of the Lord, and my righteousness is through Jesus. Thus saith the Lord. So I ask that you execute immediately upon the enemy the judgment written delivering us out of every affliction. Pause. The Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Amen. Restore immediately to us everything he has stolen from me
and our ancestors. Everything delivered.
Keep going. You got it.
Bring it forth now in this day. Because
if it were to take a whole season, that would be too long because time is too short. I command the release into my life immediately of inventions, opportunities, industries, creative ideas, relationships, contracts, awards, inheritance, and increase that have been fraudulently held up, misdirected, sabotaged, blocking, stolen, or destroyed. Execute your vengeance against the enemy speedily right now today and begin to bring me to us the full recompense that is due to us as redeemed heirs of God and joint heirs with
Christ,
that we may advance your kingdom among men and nations on this earth, in Jesus' mighty name. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can ask or think, according to the power that is at work within us. Say it with me. Holy Spirit power.
Holy Spirit power.
Work inside me.
Work
inside me. To him be glory in the church. By Christ Jesus, to all generations, amen, and amen, and amen. And there you have it. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus, the blessing of the Lord. Now, once again, I just sent the link to the rest area in the Great Lakes Tent Revival. Messenger thread. Every one of you that are listening or a part of that thread, you just received it in your messenger again, and we're glad to have you with us in Jesus' mighty name. If you're not a part of that, then I ask you to let me know so that I can make you a part of that, so that you can be blessed by what we do every day right there in Jesus' mighty name. Because we want you to be a part. Of course, you don't have to be. You can opt out if you want to. That's up to you. But the idea is, this is so all of us can be together, and it's something I can get into your hands really quick. In Jesus' mighty name. Remember, bring BYOS. Bring your own stuff. That way, nobody can look at us and say, you gone outside of anything? No, we just bring in our own stuff. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And it'll be a good time. Yep. Bless you, Felicia. Bless you, Phyllis K. Raymond, Rebecca Smith, Wilma, Dan and Gwen. Thanks for being here. All y'all, thank you for being here. Brother Mike, Julian, and Vamala. Amen. Good group tonight. Thank you guys for just fighting along with us, helping us make this thing work right in the middle of that. Becca Chapman, welcome. We love you. We're expecting to see you tomorrow, Becca Chapman. So don't be, you know, hanging out doing nothing at home. Mm-hmm. Mom Cottle, love you. Good to have you with us tonight. Mary Pastorick, we love you. Dave and Gwen, we love you guys. Bless you very much. Who else we got on here? Mike, Tony, Shannon, Tony. And all y'all that haven't signed in yet, and those of you on YouTube, Brother Leo, bless you. It's good to have you with us tonight. Thanks for the heads up, the text, and the phone call. And besides that, we'll see you tomorrow. I'm not going to have a noon program because we'll be on the road. But tomorrow, we'll go live some point there when we're there and say hi to everybody. All right. If there's internet signal. Anything else we got to say?
We love you. And God bless you.
It's supposed to be great weather tomorrow. Amen. That's what we declare. That's what we declaim. And that's what we have. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves
you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Is Lord.
Good night, guys. Love you. That's so awesome. That's such wonderful people.